yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Beach Bars and Guitars. That's right, we are coming to you live. Live right now, that is, meaning I'm alive. Anyways, we got a great show for you today. We got Joe Louder from the Flip Flop Republic. A great band that's kind of, I don't want to call them up and coming, but they're like busting the mold. They got a great tune. I love their album coming out. And, or their singles, I mean, it's good. You got to check them out. Flip Flop Republic. You're going to be hearing from Joe soon. And then the next thing you got is the Beach Buddha himself, Chris, calling us from one and only Key West, Florida. Oh, do I wish I was there right now, because the temperature's dropped in Chicagoland. I heard they're making a rebound, but we know it ain't for long. So, yeah, that's what we got going on the show for you today. Plus, since we are called Beach Bars and Guitars, I'm going to be giving you a little cool update on some beach bars that it's going to be the new thing, the beach bar feature. I'm going to pick out a beach bar, let you know about it. Sometimes we'll get somebody on the air. Sometimes I'm just going to tell you about it. But yeah, and it could be like the passport, like the Beach Bars and Guitars passport. Check this one out. Go there. It'll be great. That's going to be my new thing here on the show. But anyways, with that being said, I hope you are all having a fantastic week, and you're going to have a fantastic week, and everything is going good for you, because, woo, we need some love out there. Anyways, with that being said, it takes two to tango, and let's play that right now. Little reggae meets the blues right here from the Flip Flop Republic. Two to tango. Enjoy.
I don't know what you need, baby. You keep taking everything away. I keep trying to find the words to say.
Wishing we were almost to the weekend.
again. But it's just another Tuesday creeping by. I know it's only three, but I'm believing. 'Cause there's a little canteen I know. I'm getting hungry and I'm ready to go. I want taco, tequila, and chop rock. That's what I need to get me through the day. Chris Michelle and a greasy meat. Jose Cuervo and a chop rock beat. I want tacos, tequila, and chop rock. Well, I've tried whiskey, women, and western. But all I got was a broken heart. Yes, I've tried bourbon, blues, and Beale Street. But all it did was just get me down. I gotta head back to Spicy Town. I want tacos, tequila, and chop rock. What I need to get me through the day. A little salsa, salt and lime. A steel pan and a conga line. I want taco, tequila, and chop rock.
Crashing into each other. down through the hills, down to the ocean where it spills into the sea. Sure wish it would take me. Yeah, I watch you pass by every day, headed toward the beach where the lucky kids play while I work with Dad. I'd rather be down in the sand. But ain't that the way life sometimes seems? Always somebody out there got a little bit more than me. I just want a little piece of that pie. Up here watching that river go by. Tough for a kid to swallow that big old pill, watching that old river run through these hills onto the sea. Sure wish it would take me. While the lucky kids got to splash and play, Dad was teaching me lessons I would use someday. I never understood, but he knew someday I would. But ain't that the way life's supposed to be? Luckily somebody right here a little bit smarter than me, working for his piece of that pie, is watching me watching that river go by. But all us kids have our crazy dreams, trapped in lakes and little streams. And with some help and a lot of love, that big old river might scoop us up. To the ocean where it spills into the sea. I still wish it would take me. Yeah, I watch you pass by every day, headed toward the beach where the lucky kids play while I work with Dad. I wouldn't trade none of this back. Cause ain't that the way life's supposed to be? Luckily somebody right here a whole lot wiser than me, struggled for his piece of that pie, hopes I jump off the bank of that river and learn to fly. But all us kids have our crazy dreams, trapped in lakes and little streams, with some help and a father's love, 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 love. Know that river's gonna scoop me up. Thanks, Dad.
Man, what an awesome tune. Like I said, I get sentimental about Dad stuff. What can I say? So that's a little Boomer Blake for you. Hey, coming up, we're going to have the Beach Buddha himself talking about coffee. And he's down in Key West. So get ready for that. That's going to be after our next little rock block. But I'm kicking it off with a brand new Erica Sunshine Lee song called Caligold. So here is from my friend and talented Erica Sunshine Lee, a brand new song, California Gold. Here you go.
Wheels spinning down on Santa Cruz Avenue. Candy apple lips getting sweeter every kiss. $10 teddy, cause you hate to lose. Share a Sunday on a Saturday. Lazy, let my hair down. Baby, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Whoa-oh, are you seeing what I'm seeing? That summertime all the time. Baby, can you feel it? Whoa-oh, you're my California, California. Is a real thing. Gas station vacation shade, yeah. We got it made under palm trees. Who needs the blame? Beach waving hair with that millionaire smile. Rodeo driving that laid-back style. Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Whoa, I see you when I'm seeing that. Summertime all the time, baby, can you feel it? You're my California. Whoa, you're my California, California. Don't need that money, money. When you got the sunny, sunny look in your eyes, the way we touch, touch, touch. Gives me that rush, rush, rush. Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Whoa, I see you when I'm seeing that. Summertime all the time, baby, can you feel it? Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Whoa, I see you when I'm seeing that. Summertime all the time, baby, can you feel it? Whoa, you're my California, California. Whoa, you're my California, California.
Sands and bare feet, plowing my way through the dirty snow, piled up on the cold concrete. Down to my last pair of socks that doesn't have a hole in it. All the rest have headed south. Think I know what that's about. I need a beach in my life, little time with my wife, away from the job and breaking up dog fights. Need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from those city lights. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. Feeling on top in my steel toe flip flops, making my way through the sand. It's getting too deep now, I'm sporting bare feet just because I can. I recognize my favorite spot in the middle of a hurricane, but ain't nothing gonna blow away this beautiful Gulf Coast day. I need a beach in my life, little time with my wife, away from the job and breaking up dog fights. I need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from the stress and the strife. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. I can't think of one good reason to never go home. I need a beach in my life, little time with my wife, away from the job and breaking up dog fights. I need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from those city lights. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. I need a beach in my life. I need a beach in my life. Oh, I need a beach in my life.
Life goes on, life goes on.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Florida Keys, the Beach Buddha himself, Chris. Dude, I'm so jealous you're in the Keys right now.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous for you because it's about 85 degrees. I can't lie that I had my coffee already, and now I'm just enjoying a pina colada with a dock rum floater. I'm sitting right here at the beach looking at the beautiful blue water and thinking about how you, every time you open up your show, make me feel bigger than life. So I'm not sure which feels better, the Keys or your introduction.
No, dude, the Keys, trust me. Hey, actually, not ironically, I am still drinking this was the last of my coconut stash that I had. I was like, okay, I was rationing it. So I got the last of it right now, but the way it makes the house smell. Mm.
Why would you wait so long? And all you got to do is dial the digits and I'll get a package to you in nanoseconds.
Did I send you my address? I can't remember if I did or not. I'll do it after we.
All right.
After we hang up. So, I want to try that new Cuban one, man. What do you call it? I know it's Cuban based, but.
let me clear that all up. It's called our Key West Cuban style espresso roast, Rising Tides. And the name came from, you know, John F. Kennedy's Rising Tides, Lift All Ships. So I just thought it was a great name, and you know, you figure ships and Cuba and Key West and all the beaches. So it's a very, very unique espresso roast, and that's why I say Cuban style, because it can be brewed Cuban style, okay, which is a whole brewing process of its own. But it's a 5-bean mix. I can't get into all the Scientology of it because then I'd be giving away our secret.
No, I say that's your secret. Hey, I didn't know Cuban brewing is different.
Well, you know what? I'm not a Cuban connoisseur as far as all the ins and outs, but there's just ways that they do it, you know, with the milk and the sugar and the way they brew their coffee. So, you know, and honestly, I'm the Beach Buddha, and you know, we're Beach Buddha Coffee, and I would never want to take that away from them. You know, it's that's their thing, you know, especially down in Key West. So, you know, I just said Key West Cuban style because it can be brewed that way and it can be enjoyed that way, you know, and or it can be brewed right out of a regular Keurig coffee maker or any kind you want. So you get the best of everything when you get the Rising Tides espresso blend.
Exactly. There you go. Hey, by the way, not to cheat on your own thing, but there's a Cuban coffee place across, it's down on like at the very end of Duval by Southernmost House.
Yep, been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah, that was my spot, man. I would actually walk there to go. Hey, did you go to El Cibone, the Cuban place?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
The food is off the hook.
Isn't it? It's like off the beaten path, but it's so good, man. I love that Cuban place. I don't even like onions, and they got those pickled red onions with the pork.
Let me tell you.
I'm so dude. I've been living vicariously through your Facebook posts. So, because I'm not going, you know, like with all this craziness with the pandemic, you know, we're not taking the band down there now. So, and now everybody's going, and I'm starting to kick myself in the ass.
Well, I don't know. I have to tell you, everybody down here is being really respectful. They're distancing. They're masking up. They're being, you know, courteous to everyone's personal space, and you know, you get as much or as little as you like. I'm very impressed with the whole thing. You know, we can't dismiss the fact that we're in the middle of, you know, a pandemic, and that there is an issue going on, and we have to take it seriously. But at the same time, within reason, I do believe you have to, you know, live your life the best as possible, because we don't get a second chance at this. Although we want to keep ourselves here as long as possible, you know, stay out of harm's way. But everyone's doing a good job. I mean, the restaurants, the bars, the beaches, everybody's really on their game, you know.
Okay. I have three questions for you. Well, that's good though. I mean, that's good. But I have three questions. I know Millie on Shore Life had some questions too, but I'd have to go look it up because those were very specific coffee brewing questions. But mine is, You said you were drinking a Key West Pilar. Now, I know Pilar is the rum, but what's a Key West Pilar?
Okay. Now, well, the Key West Pilar is Key West Smuggler Company, the Key West Trading Company, all right, which is Jimmy. I call him Jimmy Smuggler, all right?
That's cool.
It's his company down there, okay? So that's why I'm saying Key West Pilar. It's really, he's got the market on this stuff, man. You got to hook up with him. He is really fantastic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be with him probably about 3 o'clock. We're going to a beach down here, and we're going to be filming some stuff. We got some really cool stuff going on, man. It's pretty intense. I'll give you his information. It's Key West Smuggler Company. And he distills everything. All his stuff down here is family recipes, and they're like 138-year-old recipes. And I tell you what, man, I'm a rum drinker and I'm a whiskey drinker. And on the rocks, smooth as smooth can be.
I mean, get some of this. I saw that. I think you had it, right? You were the one who had it.
Why don't you come on down to Key West? I got 2 bottles unopened in my suitcase right now. We'll sit right here on the beach and do it.
Yeah, tell him.
Jump on a plane. I'm telling
you. You tell Jimmy Smuggler I'm going to be calling him later. Not today, but down the line. Because, man, I love rum, dude. I'm telling you. That's my number one.
Yep.
And then I'm trying to think where it goes from there. Rum, whiskey.
You got to ask it by name. You know what I'm saying? You got to say, I want the Smuggler's rum, the Smuggler's whiskey, you know.
Is it only out of Key West, or do they got it like...
No, you can order it. You can order it online, and you can also get it in other places. I don't know all the distribution he has, but, you know, that'll be for the man himself to answer. The cool thing about what Jim and I are doing is I'm excited. We're going to be doing some coffee liquor drinks with his rum and his whiskey. We got a couple things coming up, which this has kind of got your name on it. It's called the Beach Buddha Rum Bum.
Oh, right. Yes. I like it. Right. So I'll write a song for it.
Exactly. That's what I want. That's where we're going with this. All right. And then we got the Beach Buddha Bourbon Brew coming out, which is going to be the first to do it. And you're going to be the first to taste it.
Oh, I can't wait, dude. That's going to be awesome. Okay, now here's my next question. I got to take you back. I don't think you were out of Jersey yet when you posted this picture, but you had a, if I get it right, an espresso martini, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm assuming all the way it's Beach Buddha coffee. So,
absolutely.
So, and it looked delicious. I mean, when you did it, I was like, oh, that looks awesome. So what is that recipe, or what is it? What did you do? Because it looked awesome.
Well, the key ingredient, my brother, is, of course, the Beach Buddha Coconut Bay, all right? You brew it, and then you ice it, and you ice it with sugar and cream, okay?
Oh.
And you put it in a shaker, and you shake it up real good with the cream so you get a nice froth on it, okay? Then you pour that into a frozen martini glass. You add yourself a shot of Kahlua and a shot of the vodka of your choice. Remix it, put the 3 beans, and bam, it's the Beach Buddha banging martini. I didn't come up with a name of it yet. It's the Coconut Bay.
So, like, when you say like you ice the coffee, is it like you put it in like a pitcher somewhere and like leave it in the fridge for a while? Because I've been trying to ice coffee and I've been blowing it, man. Like,
I make it to order. I brew a cup, right? Then I put it in a shaker with some crushed ice, right? And I add my cream and sugar, and I shake it till I can't take it anymore, and it comes out frothy and icy and good, and that's it, man.
It looked awesome.
There's a lot of science to cold brewed coffee and all that stuff, which is a whole different ballgame, which we can definitely discuss at a different time. But as far as a good iced coffee and going into an adult cocktail, if you will, shake it up in a shaker, man. Put your mixers in it and let it run.
That's awesome. I'm gonna try that tonight.
Only on one condition.
Yes.
I need photo and video of the one and only Johnny.
Oh,
Buster.
Wait. I'm out of the coconut. I just had my last this cup right here, this one right here.
Put it in the fridge. Don't drink it. Put it in the fridge. Don't finish it.
No, it's I only have like one swallow left of this. I drank it all. I was rationing. I didn't tell you in time. That's my fault.
Oh, man.
But I want to try. So when I get that, then I'll do it. Then I'll go back and we'll do it and I'll film it. And so, because I'm not going to do it with somebody else's coffee. That's sacrilegious.
I'll come beat you over the head with a heavy bag of beans.
No, and hey, I'm telling you, even like I told you before, this is how good the coffee is. My wife is not, like, she was pretty stuck on other beans of coffee, you know, more mass produced. You know, I don't want to say the one that I think is like overly done, but it's a big star and bucks around a lot. But she's like really big on that one brand. And then when I put in the coconut and it just the aroma in the house, she's been changed. There is no other bean. I'm not kidding.
Another Buddha transformation.
And for that to happen, she still doesn't like the band. Like, I still can't get her to like music. So if for you to have her transfer coffee, that is just like telltale how good it is. So
you tell your wife I am sending her a personalized package with her name only on it, and then I'll send you your own separate, all right?
I'm telling you, that's how big it is. Because she was like, after today, she's like almost in a panic. She's like, that's it. That's all we have. And I'm like, well, he's in Key West. We're not going to get it tomorrow. So, hey, speaking of being in Key West.
You will get it. My partner, Joe, is back in the, I was going to say back in the States, but he's back at the office. So we'll make sure we got the correct address, and we'll get it right out to you.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, just because I'm living vicariously through you, where are you at in Key West right now?
Right now, I'm on the beautiful white sand beach with an incredible, like the beautiful, most beautiful blue water you've ever seen at the pier house at One Duval.
Oh, yeah.
And I was out. I got to send a special thank you out to Key West Finest, which is Chris Ferrara and Amber. Amber and Chris, CK, they took us out in the CK Cruiser, and we sponsored it all over the island yesterday. We gave out shirts and samples and stickers. I got to send you some stickers. And what a great day. The entire island accepted us as a guest and took us around. It was just really cool. We'll hang out. We've been in touch with these guys the whole trip, and you know, it's really been an amazing welcoming committee. So I'm really happy. And then, you know, we're hanging out with some of your associates, B-Man and Michelle. They were hanging out with us. And
oh, that's cool.
And you know, just it's, you know, and you're next, Russell. We got to plan something.
I know that is for sure. I mean, that is 100% for sure. But hey, so then, I mean, I know this might be top secret. So if I'm pressing the boundaries, okay. But I feel like Beach Buddha and Key West should have a store or a, like a.
Okay. The answer to that is I 100% agree. And that is something part of what I'm looking at down here. And that's one of the reasons for the extended trip and talking to these guys. And, you know, as they say on in some places, anything's possible.
I mean, I'm not a psychic or anything like that, but I feel it, man. I feel like I could see it. And you know, the thing of beauty about Key West is it doesn't have to be some, you know, big-ass store. It can just be open air. That's what I'm picturing, man. I can just feel it. I can feel it happening, man. I feel good things.
Yeah, man. It's all in the mix. I just got to find two things, the right spot, more time, and a couple more dollars. So yeah. Order at www.beachbuddhacoffee.com today. Use keyword Key West and help us come out and play.
So next year when everybody goes to Modem or Trop Rock Fest, whatever it'll be called next year, you can stop at the Beach Buddha Coffee Shop. That's what I want, man. That's what I want to see for you. That would be so awesome.
All right. Well, we just put it out to the universe, and I know when Johnny Wessler, the man himself, puts something out to the universe, it happens.
I can feel it, man. I'm telling you, it's like it's me or not, man. It is like it's got to be. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's just a perfect mesh, man. So yeah,
it's gonna happen. I tell you, I got sitting next to me is my best friend Johnny, another Johnny, and he's keeping me grounded. He came out on this trip, and you know, it's vacation for him, work for me. But I think he's having a lot of hard time working, keeping me in line, because I'm bouncing place to place, and he's like, "No, you're going to call this number. You're going to do this."
That's like, awesome.
So
secretary,
Yeah, that's great, man. Well, if you, I'm trying to think of some people down there, but I don't know if they're going to be hiding out on a Sunday, but there's some good people down there. I'd say if you hit Schooner Wharf and see Evelina, she's my girl down there. Tell her I said hi from the Beach Bum Band. So
we were there twice yesterday, and we're going to be there probably today. We'll definitely look her up.
Yeah, she's the proprietor of that place. So tell her next year, because I was going to play there this year, but then we didn't do it. So tell her next year I'm there. So
maybe we can somehow put a little beach Buddha, some kind of an umbrella and some kind of a stand right in the wharf.
That would be. I could see that too, man. I could see that little row right there. That's perfect. Like right behind there and all that stuff. That's perfect.
Anything's possible.
So, but all right, man, you're on the beach. I'm not taking any more beach time. So you go ahead and enjoy that Key West. I will talk to you when I get back, and then I'll send you all my stuff so I can get my my martini going here. So
yeah, please do. And we got lots of stuff to talk about. You know that, and I'm real excited. And thank you so much, man. Have a great Sunday.
You too, man.
BeachBuddhaCoffee.com. You don't have to go there in order because I'm sending it to you, but hopefully everybody else does.
Go there. Trust me. And you got the packages. You know, I got to say, there's one thing I got to add before I... But, you know, the thing is, for how damn good this is, it's super affordable. Like those packs, like those packs of like the two packs and the cup and that, like that's... You can't get that deal at another place.
We're building an image and a brand that we want people to be a part of and be able to afford and continue on and not just be a commodity. We want to be around forever.
That's what I'm saying. So, ladies and gentlemen, go there because it's worth it and it's the best damn coffee in the world. I'm not just saying it. I know people think I'm saying it. I'm not just saying it. I mean it. I jones for it. So, all right, man, go to the beach and I'll talk to you later, buddy.
I love you, brother.
Love
Thank you
too, man. Bye.
What time is it? No, really. What time is it? I have no idea. Is it too late for coffee? Is it too early for rum? Do you know what I mean? Morning always comes too early. I prefer the afternoon. Nighttime always seems too short and the sun comes up too soon. First I try to get things going, then I try to get them going right. I'm drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. An ice cold engine needs some heat before it's gonna run. Then you feed it high octane and it fires like a bullet from a gun. First I try to get things cooking, then I try to get them cooking right. I'm drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. Some folks motivate on their own, they don't need no help at all. Sitting all waiting there by the phone when morning comes to call. Me, I need a little more help than that to get me out of bed. If I'm going out on the town tonight, I'm gonna shake these cobwebs from my head. Theater, but at night I'm girls gone wild. First I try to get things rocking, then I try to get them rocking right. I'm drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. Drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. All right.
Coffee all morning. Rum all night.
All right, you're saying it's coffee first and then rum. What if I have rum first,
rum all night,
and then coffee? Does it matter what time I get up?
Coffee all morning.
Drinking coffee all morning.
Rum all night.
Drinking. coffee all morning.
Come all night.
All right, all night, every night. That's right, all right, yeah.
Wait, can I just pour rum into my coffee?
You can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got chillin' on your mind. Have a drink, take a drive, go out and see what you can find. If your daddy's rich, take me out for a meal. If your daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a ton or a ton, the 25. When the sun goes down, I can make it with my cutie pie. Chillin' on your mind. Have a drink, take a drive, go out and see what you can find. We say what we want and we say what we need. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, lots of living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
You're beautiful. space in this beautiful place. Kissing you's what I need. It ain't too hard to see. Steal your kisses on Smathers Beach. And just one more. A few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the Keys. From Sugarloaf to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around.
Got some time, I've got a little money. Why don't we get out of here and go someplace sunny? I can close my eyes and visualize. It's right here in my mind. If we leave right now, we can be there by time. En una más cerveza, por favor. That means that Corona was nice, señor. Can I please have one more? Flip-flops, tank tops, sand on the floor. Say una más cerveza, por favor. It's been a long, cold, dreary winter, and I ain't seen the sun since I don't know when. I just checked and it's 80 degrees and climbing. Baby, I can't wait to rub some lotion onto your skin. And hear you say, una más cerveza, por favor. Sitting in a little tiki bar down by the seashore. flip-flops, tank tops, and sand on the floor. Say una más cerveza, por favor. Get ready to go, baby. I've made our reservation. I think right now's the perfect time to start our Mexican vacation. I bought this translation book. I've been reading it all day. And I've come to the conclusion there'll be no confusion if we just learn to say. Sitting in a little tiki bar down by the seashore. Flip-flops, tank tops, sand on the floor. Say una más cerveza, una más cerveza, una más cerveza, por favor.
Man, every time I hear that tune, takes me back to Key West. Before that, a little Beach Bum Band brand new song, Kiss You in the Keys. And a little Robin Tricker before that. And like I said, we're kicking off feeling like I'm in Key West. But anyways, when speaking of great trap rocking things, man, when I was playing trap rock in the Ozarks, I ran into this guy named Dave Baker. And I don't know if you know him or not, but God, man, the voice on this guy. So we're going to kick it off. I love this song he's got. It's called Ballad of a Tropical Divorcee. So he's got a new album coming out sooner than later, I hope. Here it is. Anyways, little Dave Baker coming up. And hey, we're going to be checking in with a favorite beach bar right after that. So be right on back. Here's little Dave Baker.
Last time was the last time I called you from the bar. Me to ride, I'm too drunk to walk, and our house is real, real far. You left me there with my friend Javier while you packed up all your things. I have to admit it stung a little bit when you pawned my wedding ring. But don't touch my swims, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torches, cause I just fit them up. Don't take my record player, don't touch my Ray-Bans. Don't take my margarita bill, plastic blender cup. She got 200 for the house I bought in 99. The world was right, but I wasn't too shy when I didn't see it die. Kid down the street thought it was neat when you gave him a baseball card. He jams them in his books and thinks it's a joke, and he sends his best regards. Don't touch my swims, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torches, I just spit them up. Don't take my record player, and don't touch my Ray-Ban. Don't take my margarita bill, plastic blender cup. Walking down the beach, not a penny to my name. The future ain't bright, I can't turn on the lights in my rundown A-frame. She came along and changed this old song. She does all things that you wouldn't do. She takes off her swimsuit, kicks off her flip-flops. Still looks good when the sun comes up. She loves to dance with my record player. She looks good in my Ray-Bans. She's got a matching Margaritaville plastic blender cup. She's got a matching Margaritaville plastic blender cup.
Torn up in those ancient minds. arriba.
The next morning through bloodshot eyes, he said, are we in heaven? She said, I think it's more like hell from the way I'm feeling. They drug it out to the pool and dined on huevos rancheros. And then after he swam, dove back into the Jose Cuervo. And they had one shot for their aching ears. They had two shots, they weren't feeling so bad. They had three, they had three, they needed number four. They had five, they had six, they had seven, maybe more. And the next thing you know, they lost track and they stopped counting. They were higher than the Sierra Madre Mountains. They were chasing the shots with a cold, cold, cold Corona. Till they passed out in a bed together in a Cabo coma. Things to go home, and she started swearing. She said, Johnny, where we get these rings that we're both wearing? He looked down at the silver and recalled a Mexican wedding. He said, if I were a gambling man, baby, I'd be betting. There we had one shot with the salt and lime. We had two shots, started feeling fine. We had three, we agreed we needed number four. We had five, we had six, we had seven, maybe more. And the next thing you know, there were vows that we were saying at a church where the priest and mariachi band was playing. Living the vida loca in the land of the cold Corona. Then we passed out husband and wife in a Cabo coma. A Cabo coma. A Cabo coma.
Gentlemen, all the way, I like to say it, it sounds cool when I say it like this, from the Flip Flop Republic, Joe Lauder. What's up, Joe?
I'm nice.
Hey, man, I was looking at your schedule and being in this weird pandemic where you know, like things get canceled. Like, I know, like, I had 75% of the Beach Bum Band shows canceled this year. So,
yeah.
But I was looking, it looks like you're, are you going to the Keys?
Yeah, we're heading to the Keys, end of October for Chop Rock Strong.
Where, just tell me, cause you got, I know it's on the Flip Flop Republic Facebook page. I did see it. I was checking it out. So where's every place that you're playing down there?
Well, we're doing some showcases with Shore Life and Beach Run and maybe Songwriters Island. We're working on that right now. And, we're going to do a sandbar over Little Torch Key. And then we're also heading back up, Central Florida, kind of over to West Palm Beach and going to play the ER Bradley's over there. So you get like 7 or 8 gigs down there in about a week time.
And you're out of Tallahassee, right?
So yeah, so we formed in Tallahassee, Florida. We all lived there at one point, but now we're kind of spread all over the South. So I'm in Tupelo, Mississippi, birthplace of rock and roll and Elvis Presley.
Awesome.
And, drummers in New Orleans and drummers sometimes down in St. Martin in the Caribbean. And then the other three guys are in Tallahassee most of the time.
So I saw that you had a drummer that was from St. Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
How cool is that, man? Like,
yeah, yeah. He came to college, man, down in Florida. So that's how we met. He really, really helped us get that reggae vibe down.
Well, that's what I totally dig that, man. Now, so do you have, okay, because I got the new album, you know, I got the new stuff and you got that awesome new, you know, like I was listening to Down by the Sea and, but do you guys have an album before that?
Yeah, yeah. We had an album released in like 2013 and that was with Mickey. He was from the Caribbean and, definitely got a little bit more of a reggae vibe out of our first album.
That's what I was listening to in my car. Cause I dig, yeah. I'm a big reggae listener. Like I really do. I really listen to a ton of reggae. And, yeah. So I was like, yeah, this is awesome, man. And then I was reading about how your drummer was from St. Martin. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But you know what I like about your music? You have a lot of good beats, man. You have a lot of different, I feel like, you know, calypso beats and worldly beats, but yet you guys bring it all in and you still make it trap rock. You know what I mean? It's really good.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we've been a lot of different styles. I mean, I'm from Mississippi, so the kind of blues is within me a little bit. Doug Dolan's the other singer. He's from Miami, Florida, so he's lived like Jimmy Buffett most of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason we started a band, him and I met Tallahassee, and we're like, man, let's just play this kind of music so we can go down to the beach every weekend. And so we started as just a duo acoustic. We were, going playing St. George Island. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Yeah,
about an hour south of Tallahassee. Man, we were just down there all the time playing. So that's kind of how we got started and then met up with some of these other guys. And we just kind of blend that. We kind of blend the Miami, the blues, the calypso, reggae kind of all together.
I think that's cool, man. I love that. Yeah. That's what I like. That's what, cause like in the Beach Bum Band, a lot of guys, like I got a guy that's very country. I got a guy that's, our steel pan player who's very like calypso and soca and all that stuff. And I'm good old, like, I grew up on Kiss and Def Leppard. So, you know, like there's that element and you blend it and it's awesome. But I mean, dude, what you guys, I love this new album that you put out. It's really good. And the other thing I think is cool is like, you know, there's not a lot of bands in trap rock, you know,
that's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
There's a lot of like guys and they go solo and then, hey man, I got a, you know, they got a bigger gig. They'll put some bands together, but there's not a lot of bands. And I like that. Cause the Beach Bum Band's been together for 20 years, not all the same guys, but there's a couple guys in the band 20 years, the whole time. And I like being in a band. Now I know you probably could make more money going solo and stuff like that, but I love that band feeling. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm a bass player. I'm a low brass guy, play trombone, baritone. So, I mean, I need that thump. I like that thump. You can't get that kind of out of, I don't know, it makes people move. You can't get that out of acoustic guitar that easily. So yeah, we love the band. I mean, logistically it's tough. Now the Key West little thing, we're doing three piece, so it'll be the first time in a while we've played acoustic. Yeah. We're going to go down with bass, guitar, and keyboard.
It's hard, man. I mean, like, well, so I'm out of Chicago, so for us to get a six piece band down there and make it, you know, financially worth it is very difficult. So anytime we go down, we kind of make it a working vacation because we've never ever came back making money, but that's not what Key West is about. So
I've actually never been, man, but we started this band almost 10 years ago, and when Doug and I started, that was on our list. We're like, we gotta play Key West, our music just fits it. And it's crazy, we lived in Florida so long and never played down there, but we haven't. So this is kind of like a pilgrimage of sorts to go down. Something we kind of set a goal for, so we're super excited about it.
That's going to be really, really awesome. And man, you got the tunes to back it up. Matter of fact, I was actually, as I was scrolling through, I got to look again. I think I got the dates right. So we had a new single out. The band had a new single out, and I think it was like September 20th on Tiki Pod. We were number one, and then we got bumped by you guys. So and I was like,
sorry, man.
No, it's good, dude. I don't care. I really, it's like, it was, it, as long as you make it once, it's good. You know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's the way we felt. Yeah, man. Yeah. Happy to share the spot.
No, it's good though, man. And you know, like what I was saying is, I've always had some people ask me, like, when you're doing the show and you're promoting other people and stuff like that. But, dude, there is enough love to go around, man. I like listening to these. Like, I like writing tunes with other people. Like, Donnie Brewer and I did Tacos, Tequila, and Trap Rock. I got a tune coming out with Mike McHenry. I got, you know what I mean? Like, there's stuff. I think it's cool, man, to keep it going. You know, like, I've done some work for Isabella. I'm playing some guitar. You know, it's cool doing this, man, not just being competitive. That's why I like that's what I love about Trap Rock, man. It's like a family.
Well, if you want to build a scene, you got to build a scene together, you know?
Yeah, so exactly.
You're always kind of competing with each other. You never build a scene, man. So, I mean, it takes, you know, I mean, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, basically. So, I mean, if we all work together, hopefully there'll be a bigger pool for this stuff. I mean, it's a great time, and the people are so nice. I mean, you know, we did a couple of videos of our traveling. We thought we were going to start a travel blog because a lot of our friends just started coming with us to shows because they know that we're going to cool towns, cool places. We find cool things to do. And so, I mean, you know, it's something kind of communal. Everybody can kind of share together. Everybody needs to get away from it all. And for the music to be the backdrop of these awesome places we get to play, I mean, it's just an amazing thing. So the more people involved, the better, I think.
I agree 100%. And that's what I like about it, man. You know, like when he was back in the rock scene, everybody, when I was doing the metal, man, you know what I mean? Like jamming out with all the, you know, trying to rock out and stuff. It was like, it was competitive. And this is like, man, you're like, hey, come on over. Let's jam. Let's do all that stuff. But it's cool, dude. So when did this new album hit, man?
Well, we've just been releasing singles. So, you know, we kind of live all over the South now, so it's been kind of hard to just sit and write. And we played so many shows for a lot of years. We just did shows. I mean, we were doing weddings. We were doing big clubs at colleges. We were doing kind of the Southeastern Conference college circuit. And we didn't concentrate on writing enough. And actually being a part, you know, we started, like, I'll write something, send it to Doug and Blake. They'll write something. Then we'll book a weekend gig. The band gets together, and we jam on it and kind of feel it out. And so it's taken us a while, but we booked a series of gigs throughout the South, Mississippi, Alabama. I think we even got to Tennessee. And while they're here for a few days, we would run up. We got connected with Tough Duck Studios in Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of Trap Rock stuff. And so we booked a few gigs, and while the guys were around, we go up there in the studio for a couple of days. So we did it over the course of 4 or 5 months and just kind of pieced it together. And I mean, some of the songs came out different. We went in the studio, they came out a little different than we even started writing them. So it was a fun kind of collaborative process, playing gigs and writing all in a few weekends. And Tough Duck helped facilitate it and got us in there and got us something out that we've been just releasing every couple of months. We just released a single.
That's cool. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's, well, in a weird way is I feel like that's the way to go now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and then when you got enough, you can put it together on it. Cause nobody really, unless it's an impulse buy kind of thing when you're at a show, I don't feel like a lot of people are buying CDs like they used to. So, I mean, I don't even buy CDs anymore. So that was a tough decision. Like when you go like, hey, are we going to make a CD or not? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I mean, actually print one. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't even buy them anymore. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to get creative, man. We played Music on the Bay for the first time this year.
I'm playing this year. Are you going to be back? Are you guys playing again?
I don't know. I'm not sure if they got a spot for us or not. Last year was our first year, and it was a blast.
That's because I'm always I always meet people on the radio, and I'm like, if you're there, we can hang out, man. That'd be awesome.
I mean, yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I haven't heard from them yet, but we would definitely love to. We played like the early Sunday morning spot last year, and it was super cool. We took USBs. We put all our music on USBs. We even had a track that we hadn't even released to the radio stations yet. And we sold out of them, man. Like, we sold every USB. And I'm like, oh, okay, we're selling USBs now. We just, you know, we didn't know how to get our tracks out there. And that's
that's a good way to go. And speaking of radio stations, ironically, you said you're doing a Shore Life showcase, which this station is on, Shore Life. And then you said you're doing a beachfront one, which is the other station that we're on. It's the two, man.
Oh, cool.
They're all over it. They must have known. Yeah, Millie is the one who sent me. She's like, you gotta play these guys. I've actually been playing some tunes that you sent to Millie or somehow got to Millie. And then I'm like, man. And then that's what I said. Then I was, you know, I'm an Amazon streamer. So I kicked it on and then I found your first album. Like I said, I like reggae and I like that kind of thing. And I was like going back and listening to that stuff. And I'm like, man, these guys are good. I got to get them on the air, you know? So,
yeah,
you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
And I don't,
we're pretty new to trop rock. I mean, our first album, we didn't know it was trop rock. It was just the stuff we wanted to play when we were playing at the beach a lot, you know?
That's cool when it happens like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When I started doing this, it was still called Caribbean rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't trop rock. I don't even know when trop rock happened. All of a sudden somebody was calling us a trop rock band. I'm like, oh yeah, I get that. All right. That's cool. You know what I mean? So, and I get it because it's not necessarily Caribbean, but you know what I mean? I was like, ah, that's cool. That's cool. Sorry. I'm going to. I know this is weird, but I know you said the blues, so you got some blues, because I'm a blues guy, Chicago blues guy, you know, I love, like, Albert King and guys like that. Who's your big blues guy?
My big blues guy?
Yeah, who's your jam?
Well, I mean, being from Mississippi, I mean, I got to go, you know, definitely the Godfather, the one, when all the guys in the band came up here the first time, I took them to the Crossroads. Over in the Delta, Mississippi Delta, and where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil, supposedly, you know. So, I mean,
that's cool.
Definitely can't go wrong with that. Love the Kimbrough's, like, their whole family's doing some really cool stuff. Can't leave off B.B. King. I mean, he's kind of the most tasteful, clean blues, but, I mean, you can't leave him off. So,
oh, no, I know. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I love B.B. King, man. That's
probably
I love
the most blues. One of the most bluesy reggae song we have is Two to Tango. You got our first album. I mean, it kind of just came out that way. It is a blues reggae song.
Ironically, I opened my show with that. The show opened. You didn't hear it yet, but the show opened with that. So, yes. I love that,
every
too.
Time they hear that, they're like, yeah, that's blues reggae. I get it now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, but yeah, it's great, man. We're really enjoying this. We're excited about Key West. And we're kind of still new to the whole chop rock stuff, but everyone's been great. We met Millie for the first time at Music on the Bay last year, and she's been really great helping get the word out about us.
Yeah, she's awesome. And Shore Life is definitely growing big time. So there's something I like to do with my guests.
Okay.
It's called This or That.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you two questions. And you got to answer it like if your life depended on it.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Yeah, so here we go. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start easy, then I go a little bit harder. Okay?
All right.
All right, so since you kind of answered the blues question for me, I'm not going to I get that one. I've got that one. Because I was going to ask you blues or trop rock, but, you know, that's a tough one. I feel like...
Yeah.
When you're rooted in it. So I'm going to start with food because I like food. So here's my question. You're a Mississippi guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to go with the crawfish boil or just a good old grilled grouper?
Well, I'm betraying my Mississippi roots here. Technically crawfish is Louisiana, but I love grouper. I miss it. I can't get it here.
I was not expecting that answer. That's awesome. Not expecting that answer.
I miss it.
Not going to lie.
I lived in Florida, man. I had grouper all the time.
Ooh, then that's
hard to get fresh up here.
Then that's my next question. All right, it's getting a little tougher now. Mississippi to live. Rest of your life. You got to spend the rest of your life there. Mississippi or Florida?
Lord, you don't know how loaded that question is. It's like an existential crisis for me right there.
I get it. I get it.
Definitely see yourself back in Florida at some point. So Florida, probably.
You know, Florida wins this one almost every time. Because somehow trop rock ends up like everybody. I think it's because of Key West and the beaches and stuff like that. I always ask people Florida. I think there's only been like one or two people that have said something else. Because I get it, man.
Well, I tell you, we love Mississippi, man. The music, the art is great here. It definitely got its challenges too. But and I'm kind of pretty central to get to some things. So there's a lot to like about Mississippi. I will say it's an underdog. It's underrated for sure. But we definitely, you know, the retirement plan at least to get back down to Florida at some point.
Yeah, that's, I think, the way I'm going to go. I am so stuck in Chicago. Like, I am too rooted here with family, work, everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it would take, it would take a big move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and then
I lived there for about 7 years. I love Tallahassee, too. North Florida is like its own kind of place, too, you know, and it's got its own character. The Forgotten Coast beaches were St. George and Mexico Beach, all those places are just so great too. So, I mean, a lot of people just think Key West, they think the beaches in Miami, but man, there's so much good kind of old school beaches, in Florida that you just don't think about, man. One of the favorite places we play is called Cedar Key. I don't know if you've ever heard of Cedar Key, Florida.
Yes, I have.
It's the armpit of Florida, kind of right there in the bend. And, they say it's like Key West was 50 years ago. Man, every time we roll into town, that place is just, it's just so supportive and so much fun. So, yeah, there's still a lot to surprise you for.
Yeah, no, I love North Florida. I actually, and that whole, like the whole golf course called Coast and that whole like panhandle part. Cause I take my family down there every year. Cause I have some friends that just moved to Fort Walton Beach.
Who I
miss dearly, but man, they're living a good life. You know what I mean? So that's my goal. I'm like, man, that's it. And that's actually where I would, there or like Fort Myers-ish area. I don't, one of those two is the roughly where I'd like to retire. But for now,
can't go wrong.
I got the winter blues up here. Well, it's not winter yet, but like, you know, like the cold air blues up here now. So, all right, here's my next question. Here it goes. Get a little bit tougher. Do you like playing like acoustic duo trio shows or full band better?
Full band, man. Not even close.
Yeah, see, I'm with you on that, man. I'm totally with you on that. Like, I play a couple acoustic gigs a year.
Yeah.
And I think it's harder. I know, like,
for sure.
I mean, like, setting up wise, cause I got like all this electric guitar crap and all that stuff. Setting up wise, it's way harder to have the full band, but like to play and really fill it out, it's actually harder. I think.
Yeah, you gotta, I mean, you're the entertainer. You're the, all the focus is on you for sure.
But,
No,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, man.
No, you go.
I was gonna say, I like the drummer, I like the bass, I like to be able to get everybody moving, you know?
Yeah, I like how you said, like, I like to feel that thump and the pushing air. Absolutely. And all that. Like, that's what I like. And I'm an electric guitar guy by heart, so. That's my thing. Okay, here's my next question.
All right, I'll do my best.
Okay, now you play bass, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Low end.
Do you like to go with? See, I don't know what kind of bass you play. I don't know if I can ask you this question.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do it anyways. There's two kind of basses I always see people with, so let me find out. Fender. Okay. Or like an Ibanez bass.
I'm closer to Fender, so I have Ernie Ball Music Man.
Ooh, I love those. Those are cool. I was trying to get my bass player to get one of those.
Yeah, yeah. So I got the Sterling version, which is like basically the Fender Jazz version of it. So yeah, Fender.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm a big Strat guy too. I get that. So, but I always see like these Ibanez and like PV guys too. You know what I mean? So I was curious which way you roll.
Yeah, especially like the 5 and 6 stringers, but I'm pretty traditional kind of 4 string. I feel like Ibanez is always a 5 string or something. You know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think I think it's a PV. Ironically, I've been playing with them for 16 years and I don't know what the bass is. I know exactly what it looks like, but don't know which headstock it is. I know it's not Fender. I know it's not a Fender, but I know then he has this like P bass that he brings out every now and then too, like an old school looking one. So, you know,
I should say PV's bass in Mississippi as well. But I've one PV bass. It's been a long time since I've had that.
That's cool. All right, man. Before I let you fly, and I'm gonna play some more songs. Like, so, you know, I opened a show with it, and then right after we play, I'm gonna play you. Which tune you want me to play? I will play the song you want me to play after this.
Oh, which song? Well, By the Sea is the one we just released. It seems to be getting a lot of play.
All right, that's the one I was gonna do, but I just wanted to make sure there wasn't another one.
I mean, you can definitely do that one. That's the one I think that's getting us the most attention right now. I mean, and that'll address any winter cold blues, because it's just like, that song is about just get me to a beach. I don't care. I'll live in a shack or a tree or whatever. Just get me down there.
I love that too, man.
Yeah, my wife says that a lot, so that's kind of where that came about. But yeah, I think that'd be a good one to play for sure.
That's awesome. All right, so before I let you fly, let everybody know, where can you get your tunes?
And we are everywhere, anywhere the streaming, Spotify, all that kind of stuff. You can download it off Amazon. And we've even got it set up now. You can buy it back from our website, www.theflipflopRepublic.com.
And then,
and if you do, that's money direct to all of us. So we appreciate anyone buying it off of our website.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. It's like 137 yeah. streams to get a dollar on like Spotify or something like that. It's crazy. Yeah. So let's, what about the upcoming gigs, man? Let's hear it again.
Yeah, October 29th through like November 2nd, we're down in the Keys. We're all over, mostly in Key West. We're going towards Key for a Reggae Sunday on the beach at Key Sandbar. We're playing Dockside River on Monday night. We're one of the few chopper off people still down there, I think, on that Monday. So if you're in town, come on up to Marathon, and we have a full set that night. And then we head up to West Palm. We're going to take a day or two off, do some riding, and then head to West Palm Beach and play here on Bradley Saloon. Really cool venue, downtown West Palm Beach. But a lot of showcases. We're going to be moving all around. So come see us in Key West. We're going to be staying on Burt Reynolds' old boat, Miss Bandit.
That's awesome.
We may even have a show of his boat, his old boat.
Yeah, that's true, man. I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Lauder from Flip Flop Republic. Thanks for being on, buddy.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Want to live where I can feel the ocean breeze. Salt in my hair, no shoes on my feet. I'll swing and sway with the palm trees. To live in a shack by the sea. Life on land is not my cup of tea. I feel the waves crash over me. We'll leave it all behind. In a house, on a boat, in a shack or a tree.
looking back on the last 30 years, where I've ended up, and how the hell did I get here? The ex-wife and my boss are taking everything I've got. Too much, too fast living. I'm gonna give this one more shot. I'm checking out, I'm heading south. I'm gonna find an old beach chair. Set my ass down in the sand, breathe that salty air. Not too sure where I'll end up, but I know when I get there, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south of I don't care. Love and lady love. Well, I've made a few mistakes, but if you think that I should grow up now, it's a little bit too late. I'm gonna climb up on a rainbow, jump over the moon, land in my backyard and drink rum all afternoon. I'm checking out, I'm heading south. I'm gonna find an old beach chair. Set my ass down in the sand, breathe that salty air. Not too sure where I'll end up, but I know when I get there, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south. I don't care. Crazy world keeps spinning, that might be good for you. When 6 o'clock comes rolling around, I'm turning off the news. I'm gonna spend my mornings walking with my dog out on the beach, chasing driftwood pieces where they seem a lot like me. I'm checking out, I'm heading south. I'm gonna find an old beach chair. Set my ass down in the sand, breathe that salty air. I'm not too sure where I'll end up, but I know when I get there, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south of I don't care. Yeah, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south. I don't care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, it's time to talk about a beach bar. And you know, since it's beach bars and guitars, it is my due diligence to let you know about the top beach bars. And today we're going to go down to Jamaica to Floyd's Pelican Bar. That's right, Floyd's Pelican Bar. Now, it sounds weird because it's not really on the beach. It's in the beach. What, you say? In the beach? Well, here's what it is. It is Floyd's Pelican Bar is in Negril, Jamaica. 7 miles of beautiful beach down there in Negril, Jamaica. And it's probably fitting that they call it the Pelican Bar because a lot of pelicans are there. And it is definitely a tropical location, and you're definitely going to get a lot of good drinks. Well, the Pelican Bar, it's about a mile offshore of Negril. And it's a little shack that's just in the middle of the ocean. And it's a great place to just kick back, have a beer, and enjoy the incredibly fresh seafood. Now, just take a Google, you know, Google. I like to be a little French about it. Like, you know, people say Target's Target. Well, take a Google and look up the Pelican Bar. It is one place that I can't wait to go to. It's so cool looking. Wait till you see it. So it's Floyd's Pelican Bar. I mean, imagine being a mile offshore. Usually you're on the beach looking at the ocean. This is the case where you are in the ocean looking at the beach. So it's a different way to go. Like I said, it was 2019 in the, according to the drinksbusiness.com, the top beach bar. And I think it's probably because it is actually in the beach. So that's it. Pelican Bar, Floyd's Pelican Bar, Negril, Jamaica. Meet me there and let's have ourselves a beer one time, a little red stripe to take it down. So here's little Bob Marley. Fitting for Floyd's Pelican Bar, number one.
There's three more months to go of freezing rain and snow. But I don't know if I can hold on till then. I need a beach, I need some fun. Palm trees swaying in the tropical sun. Summer's coming on, but it's just out of reach. I don't know about you, but I need a beach. My alarm clock's ringing, my cell phone and beeper are too. 7 a.m. Think I'll skip the gym and hit snooze. 'Cause when I close my eyes, I can hear the seagulls cry and taste the rum punch on that sunset cruise. I need a beach, I need some fun. Palm trees swaying in the tropical sun. Summer's coming on, but it's just out of reach. I don't know about you, but I need the beach. Dial my windshield, a 2-degree wind chill, 6 inches predicted tonight. I need some sunshine or I go out of my mind. I'm turning south at the next traffic light. I need a beach, I need some fun. Palm trees swaying in the tropical sun. Summer's coming on, but it's just out of reach. I don't know about you, but I need a beach. I need a beach, I need some fun. Vacation in the tropical sun. Summer's coming on, but it's still out of reach. I don't know about you, but I need the beach. Summer's coming on, but it's still out of reach. Yeah, I think it's true. We all need a beach.
Hey, I'm a couple. not quite ugly, short on smart. He's not the kind to steal girls' hearts. Experience, disenchantment, don't get many second chances. Colorful and groomed just right. Squeaky voice with stolen line. He'll wait out all your inhibitions. And then here comes the exhibition in a sunny place. Shady people find him on his perch, peeking to the superficial, a menace to the skirt. To stop the land, seek the meek, don't believe what you are seeing. Full of dollars, zero cents, he's a parrot of the Caribbean. Scope her out and take his stand. Walmart shirt and linen pants. Appear alive and talk the sweet. A voice strong seeks the meat. Steals a sip from your rum drink. In the world of charm, he's the missing link. Stitching tabs is how he pays. He lived bar to bar, day to day, in a sunny place. Shady people find him on his perch, peeking to the superficial, a menace to the skirt. Stop the land, seek the meek, don't believe what you are seeing. Full of dollars,
he's a parrot,
zero cents,
he's a parrot,
he's a parrot of the Caribbean. Quite ugly, short on smart. He's not the kind to steal girls' hearts. Experience, disenchantment. Don't get many second chances in a sunny place for shady people. You find him on his perch, peeking to the superficial, a menace to the skirt. You start to laugh, seek the meat. Oh, a parrot of the Caribbean. Beware the parrot of the Caribbean.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for us. You guys, thanks for tuning in, listening. What a great time it's been. Hey, don't forget saltyvibes.net. Go get your Salty Vibes gear. And I'm telling you over and over again, 25% off your order. Just put the promo code BEACHBARS in. It's all yours. And hey, they got some hoodies and some long sleeve shirts. So as that colder weather comes in, you can snag some gear. Always, thank you for calling in, Chris, from your place down in Key West. Ooh, I'm so jealous you were there, buddy. And thank you for Joe from the Flip Flop Republic calling in. I don't know if I could say that three times fast. Flip Flop Republic, Flip Flop Republic. Well, regardless, check that out. I mean, you heard those great tunes. They'll be down at Trop Rock Strong Fest, formerly Modem, Meeting the Minds. So enjoy that, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a good time. We'll see you soon. I'm Johnny Rustler. BeachBarsGuitars.com. See you later.